In the metropolis of the modern world. In the metropolis of the modern world. In this, the closing year. The closing year of the 19th century. There has been assembled the Congress of men and women. Men and women of African blood. To deliberate solemnly upon the present situation. An outlook of the darker races of mankind. The problem of the 20th century is the problem of the color line. The question as to how far differences of race which show themselves chiefly in the color of the skin and the texture of the hair will hereafter be made the basis of denying to over half the world the right of sharing to their utmost ability the opportunities and privileges of modern civilization. To be sure, the darker races are today the least advanced in culture according to European standards. This has not, however, always been the case in the past. And certainly the world's history, both ancient and modern, has given many instances of no despicable ability and capacity among the blackest races of men. In any case, the modern world must remember that in this age, when the ends of the world are being brought so near together, the millions of black men in Africa, America, and the islands of the sea, not to speak of the brown and yellow myriads elsewhere, are bound to have a great influence upon the world in the future by reason of sheer numbers and physical contact. If now the world of culture bends itself towards giving Negroes and other dark men the largest and broadest opportunity for education and self-development, then this contact and influence is bound to have a beneficial effect upon the world and hasten human progress. But if by reason of carelessness, prejudice and greed and injustice, the black world is to be exploited and ravished and degraded, the results must be deplorable, if not fatal. Not simply to them, but to the high ideas of justice, freedom, and culture which 1,000 years, which 1,000 years of Christian civilization have held before you. And now therefore to these ideas of civilization, to the broader humanity of followers of the Prince of Peace, to the broader humanity of the followers of the Prince of Peace, we the men and women of Africa and World Congress assembled, do now solemnly appeal. Let the world take new backward step in that slow but sure progress which has successfully refused to let the spirit of class, of caste, of privilege, or of birth debar from life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness a striving human soul. Let not color or race be a future of distinction between white and black men, regardless of worth or ability. Let not the natives of Africa be sacrificed to the greed of gold, their liberties taken away, their family life debauched, their just aspirations repressed, and avenues of advancement and culture taken from them. Let not the cloak of Christian missionary enterprise, let not the cloak of Christian missionary enterprise be allowed in the future, and so often in the past, and so often in the past, to hide the ruthless economic exploitation and political downfall of less developed nations, whose chief fault has been reliance on the plighted faith of the Christian church. Let the British nation, the first modern champion of Negro freedom, hasten to crown the work of Wilberforce and Clarkston and Buxton and Sharp and Bishop Colenso and Livingstone, and give, as soon as practicable, the rights of responsible government to the black colonies of Africa and the West Indies. Let not the spirit of Garrison, Phillips and Douglas hold it down in America. May the conscience of a great nation rise and rebuke all dishonesty and unrighteousness, oppression toward the American Negro, and grant to him the right of franchise, security of person and property, and generous recognition of the great work he has accomplished in a generation toward raising 9 million human beings from slavery to manhood. Let the German Empire and the French Republic, true to their great past, remember that the true worth of colonies lies in their prosperity and progress, and that justice impartial, a light to black and white, is the first element of prosperity. Let the Congo Free State become a great Central Negro state, a great Negro state of the world, and let its prosperity be counted not simply in cash and commerce, but in the happiness and true advancement of its black people. Let the nations of the world respect the integrity and independence of the free Negro states, of Abyssinia, Liberia, Haiti, and the rest. And let the inhabitants of these states, the independent tribes of Africa, the Negroes of the West Indies and America, and the black subjects of all nations take courage, strive ceaselessly, and fight bravely that they may prove to the world that their incontestable right to be counted among the greatest brotherhood of mankind. Thus we appeal with boldness and confidence to the great powers of the civilized world, trusting in the wide spirit of humanity and the deep sense of justice of our age, for a generous recognition of the righteousness of our cause.